The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Australia is world famous for its venomous critters, including many highly venomous snakes. The snake that holds the popular title of world's most venomous is the inland taipan, an inhabitant of Australia's arid interior. Astonishingly, a single bite from a taipan is capable of delivering enough venom to kill thousands of prey-sized rodents. But why would a taipan need such toxic venom? Historically, the focus of snake venom research worldwide has been anthropocentric, examining the impact of venom on humans. Most attention has been given to the development of anti-venom and to studying the building blocks of toxic proteins found in snake venoms. This has allowed us to learn more about human physiology and to search for compounds that may be useful in drug design. We do know that the common ancestor of all snakes possessed a rudimentary venom system. This means that all snakes had an equal evolutionary opportunity to become venomous. That not all snakes develop sophisticated venom delivery systems suggests that being highly venomous is not always the most efficient way for a snake to secure a meal.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.